follows. There's a Gemara in Brochas. We both quote the same Gemara. Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Rav Yehuda Cholash V'Ispach. Yeah, Rav Yehuda got sick and he got better. Oli Gabi Rav Chana Bagar Tov Rabbonim. So they came to, after he got better, these Amoraim came. Amri Le Brich Rachmana Diyahavach Nialon V'Lo Yahavach La'af. Baruch Hashem that you're back with us, and he didn't go to the offer. Amar Luhu, so Rabbi Yehuda said, Patartun Yasi Mileuduye. I don't have to do Hagemol anymore. Okay? So the Gemara says, but don't you need 10 people for Hagemol? So the Gemara says, there was 10 people there. Frank the Gemara, but he didn't say it. So he says, but he answered, Amen. Is Mimela, that's the Gemara. So Zok the Teres Chaim and the Briskerov, that was what happened here too. Yisroi said, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzi Aschem Yad Bitzayim Yad Paroi. And Memela, they said, Amen. So that was it. They couldn't say Agoimol anymore. So he ended up saying the Agoimol and not them. That's how they explained the piece of Gemara. Oh, what's so bad about it? Godolayna Amen. So I wasn't sure. The Briskerov sounded like, well, you'll see soon what he... sounded like he was making that Amin wasn't so good as saying it yourself, which is a little schwer. But if not for the way, I'm not sure exactly how he said it, but I would have just said what it means is, though, it's a time, why didn't you think of doing it yourself? That was more the time.
Did he need Kavana when he said it for them?
Oh, well, we'll get to that very soon, if you need Kavana or not. But we'll get to that very soon. But before I get anywhere, I just want to add in two other things that Briskerov said. He quoted the Taz. The Taz says that based on the Rosh says that when the people say this Brich Rachmona, the Avachlon, that has a Toiras Bracha because it's Roy for a person to be Moiru Meshabeach Hashem, that we have so-and-so. So that it's what they did was a Bracha. Says the Taz that Hani Mili, only if you're really sameach ma'oid and you feel like thanking Hashem for that person is better, then you can say it. But if not, you can't say it. And I think that says, therefore, nowadays we shouldn't do it because people are going to say it and they don't mean it. But it's only oh, so the Briskerov says.
And where did the Nesach HaBaruch even come from?
What, the Avachlan? That,
yeah,
it's not much. No, it's not.
So he can make up his own bracha.
Sure, he's just saying, though, it only is considered a bracha if the person is really thanking Hashem and he feels it.
Does that mean a person can make his own Lashayna Sabra?
Oh, you're asking Stam. Yeah. What happened to the Indian that you're not able to make your own Nusach? Your own Nusach. Oh, I see. Mishana mitam tviyash to tam chacham. Okay, I don't know. So maybe this Gemara, but it's even Paskin. I have to see if it stems with the Psak. So anyway,
the Taz is talking about that you shouldn't make it for somebody else.
You shouldn't make it for someone else, right? The person himself for sure should, but you saying it for somebody else should only do it if you're really truly happy. So the Briskerov says that Taz is merumed in the Pasuk. Vayichad Yisroi, v'chodi Yisroi, and Yisroi was taka happy. Then vayomer Yisroi baruch Hashem, because the Taz, you have to really be happy. So he was taka happy, and he said the bracha.
I just asked, what is that
lashon
vayichad? What does that really mean?
Well, chodi.
Chedva.
The other pshat is not from Zohar Chedva.
That's Medrash.
Yeah, goosebumps. Yeah, Chadudin, Chadudin. And then the Gemara has a third shot in Sanhedrin. Have your Chayrev Chabdo al Besari. That he was Megayer with a Mila knife. That's another shot in the word of Vayichad. Yeah.
Remember Moshe Rabban? For Hodo, you're not Moshe somebody else.
How could you mean by Hodo?
There's one thing, one main for generally, but for Hodo, perhaps you, not good enough.
Uh-huh. Here you see the Gemara saying it's good
right
enough.
Well, my son has Mother Rabbana for that reason.
I see. Okay, I hear. Maybe it's not a klal gadol. Not always. I don't know. I hear the question. I hear. soon we'll see something that might answer it a little bit, but I won't. The Torah says that hu adin, you can be mighty somebody with agaimol. One person can get up there and say agaimol, and it's, and then the other person just speaks shemiyah kainah, and it works.
Which they do in our shiur guys all the time.
Yeah, well, one says it and everybody just listens. Oh, that's what they do? Okay. That's mamash what the Torah says. So now, I just wanted to point out like this. Lemaise, it comes out a slight chiddush, which, okay, you can be makabel, that we're going to have to stick in that everyone said amen. Which it doesn't say in the pasuk, but they're just saying, mistama, they said amen.
I thought the Siamashas was the biggest amen. Yeah,
right. So here now, I want to say that if you go through the sugya properly, you'll see that it could be that it's true even without saying the amen. And here I'll get into the sugya, because the, as we mentioned, the Gemara said, but he didn't moide. So how was the what going to work? So Gemara said the ani basrayo amen. So the Tur brings in the name of his father. That what's bothering the Gemara? In order to be yoytze with a bracha, you don't need to say amen. It's very nice to say amen also. You should say amen. But in order to be yoytze shemei ka'ina, you're yoytze without saying amen. So why does the Gemara say, the anibasrayu amen? So his father answered that if the other person is a mechuyev bedavar, in your usual case, the other person is a mechuyev bedavar, over there, you yoytze with shemei ka'ina. But Yisrael was not mechuyev bedavar. He didn't chayv in agaymol. He didn't. Nothing happened to him. So he's saying it without being a mechuyev bedavar. Then the only way to be yoytze with him is with an amen.
And so, he's not, and there's no arvus.
Even though there's no arvus here, he's going. There's no arvus here. Now the Achareinim discuss why did the Rosh assume there's no arvus? But the Rosh is assuming there's no arvus over here. So he's not a mechuyev bedavar. He's just making a bracha with no chiyuv, without any chiyuv. And still, it's zok the Rosh, it's still a bracha, he says, because saying a thank you to Hashem is a bracha. It's a hoidob ubracha la Hashem. But it's still not a mechuyev bedavar. So then you can't be yoytze with Shmei Kohen anymore. You can only yoytze with saying amen. Now how does that work? How does the amen work? So the pshat in that is the way Reb Shmuel Rizovsky is masber this rush in Zichron Shmuel and Simon Yed Ches. He says there's two inyanim that you see that we need. The first one is like the rush pointed out. You have to have that what the person was saying was a bracha. For example, if somebody said a bracha levatala and I say amen on it, I'm going to get nowhere because it's not a bracha. A bracha levatala lav shmei bracha. But this was a brach, because he was thanking Hashem, and he had a shame brach. But there's a klal in Shemea Ka'ine that you can only moitzi, kol misha mechuyev badavar, moitzi it's chaveir. If you're not a mechuyev badavar, you're not a moitzi chaveir. I would add in, why? Because my bracha is on a lower madrega than you need. My bracha is a bracha which is not mechuyev badavar. That's not a bracha on the madrega that he needs. He needs a bracha ha-mechuyevis. So if he grabs on to my bracha, which is not mechuyev, he's not going to get what he needs. But hani mili, if you're doing it through shamea ka'ine. But there's another klal, kol ha-oimer amen, kemoitze mipiv dami. Right? Abun de kul hoin by shvuah. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, that you don't have to swear. You can even be Oine Amen. You're even allowed to be Oine Amen, because Amar Shmuel, Kala Oimer Amen, Kemaitse Shvuah Mipiv Dami. Yeah? And the Achronim already say, like the Tzlach says, how about if you want to do a Shvuah through Shemea Ka'ine? Can you do a Shvuah through Shemea Ka'ine? Like in others, be Maitse me. I know you're making a Shvuah. I want to be Yaitse. I'll also. So he says, he wants to say at the end, maybe it's a machlekas rishonim, but he brings rishonim that it doesn't work. Why? So the Tzlach says, because it says, levate bisfasayim. You have to say it with your mouth. And you didn't say it. It might be shemei ka'ina, but it's not levate bisfasayim.
The portion of the Maya is someplace else. Amen, amen, by Sefer. So she could just hearing it, why does Torah have to say
Oh, so, oh, okay, you mean you see over there. Okay, you'll see later, maybe it could be another answer, but this would answer it too, right. That, but when you say Amen, it's like you said you were a Maitzi Shmua Mipiv. By saying Amen, that I'm a Kabbalit, that's called like you were Maitzi the whole Shmua Mipiv.
So the same thing.
Also very good. We'll get to that soon in a second.
Somebody says Amen to someone who said Brachla Latala. It's as if it's his Maitzi Mipiv, the Brachla Latala.
He talks about that there. He wants to know if he's all your Brachla Latala. Yeah. But Al Kalpanim, Amen is a higher Madrega. And it's like you said it. So Mimela, if Yisroi said a bracha, which was not mechuyim b'davar, if I'm shomea ka'ayne, so the idea of that is that I like get your bracha. Well, if I get yours, it's not going to be good enough for me, because yours is on lower madriga. But if I say amen, I have my own, because saying amen is like you said it yourself. I'm mechuyim b'davar, so Mimela, I'm able to get my own hagoimel out of your words. So that's the Rosh's klal. Now, the question, Taka, is why can't this work by any other case? So I saw in the Kilos Yaakov, he asked, how come we only find this chiddush that Eino Mechuyev Badovar works here with Amen by this one case of hagoimel? So he says, it would work anywhere, but give me a case, and you'll see. You won't find any case. He says, what's the Iker case in the Mishnah of Eino Mechuyev B'davar? Kiyas Shaif. Over there, there's no Amen. You can't say Amen, right? So over there, you can't ask the question. He says, Elamai, that the person's making a bracha. So he says, well, if a person's making a bracha, then either he is a Mechuyev B'davar, or if he isn't, he's making a bracha L'Vatala. How could he have in between, he says. So Memeila, it will never happen. That's the whole Rosh's chop, that here you have a case that you can have a person who is not Mechuyev B'davar, and yet, like the Rosh says, it's a bracha because it's a haidah. So it's considered a bracha. But by any other case, you just won't have that middle thing.
How about a bracha Osiris?
So then he's Mechuyev B'davar. Then he's Mechuyev B'davar. So that was what bothered me so much. How about, you do have a case. It says that the din is, if you're Mechuyev Midrabanan, you can't be mighty somebody who's Mechuyev Midaraisa. So there you have a bracha. It is a bracha. And it's just not enough Mechuyev. So now if you say Amen, it should work. Right? According to what he's saying. So later we're going to see that some Rishonim really say it does work. I don't know why the stipler didn't nachis to discuss this, that it should come out according to this, that out of the Rabbanan with the Daraisa, yes, if you say Amen, it's going to work. So we'll see later that some Rishonim Paskin, it does work, but it should come out the way he's explaining the Rosh, at least, that the Rosh has to hold that way too, which is a big Chiddush, it's a big Machlekes. Okay, anyways, getting back to the Iker point. So according to the tour, the reason why you needed to say Amen is because of Mechuyev B'davar. Based on that, I wanted to say that's only nowadays that there's a whole thing that you're mechuyev to say hagoimel. But when they were there with Yisrael, there was no chiyuvim of any sort. It was before the Torah was given. There was no deraisis, no derabanan. Whatever they did because they wanted to do it. It was roi, la'asis, not more than that. So memela, in that time, even if you didn't say amen, you would have been yaitzeh. And therefore, you don't have to say a chiddush that Klal Yisrael said Amen. Even if not, it was Shemeya Ka'ine. And like the tour said in the Kasha, even Shemeya Ka'ine without Amen is good enough. The only reason he needed Amen is because he's not a Mechuyev B'davar. How can he might see why I'm a Mechuyev B'davar? But I'm not Mechuyev B'davar either in those times. The Shita Mekubetzes says a second answer. Why the Gemara needs the Amen. He says, because it says in Rosh Hashanah, you're only Yoitze Shemeya Ka'ine if he has Kavana to Moitze me. That's what you brought up, right? What did he have Kavana to Moitze? He said, when they walked in to visit Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't have any intention of being Moitze. So, since he didn't have any Kavana, he would not be Yoitze Shemeya Ka'ine. But now that he said Amen, it works. Beir Advar, same shot again. Because when you say Amen, you said it. So Memela, I said it. Right? So according to the Shita Mekvetzes, once again, I want to answer, but by Yisroi, there was no thing of being Maitzi, because I'm not Mechuyit. It's just plain generic Shamea Koine. Poshit the Shamea Koine, of course, is there without being Maitzi. The biggest raya is the Iker source of Shamea Koine, where the Gemara says, Minayin l'Shamea Koine, because the, I forgot what his name was, Shafan or something, read Megillas Eicha in front of the king. And it says, Vayehi, when the king was reading Megillas Eicha, he got angry. What was the name of the king? It was bad. Eliakim. He was a Rasha, right? And it says he was reading it, and then he started ripping up the Megillah. He was so angry. So the Gemara says, I thought he wasn't reading it. Shafan was the one who was reading it. So the Gemara says, Minat Mikan Shashamea Ko'enet. So he was reading it. There's no being Maitzi anybody. He asked him, let me hear what it says in that Megillah. So you see from here that the Iker Shamea Ko'enet you have without being Maitzi. You only have to be Maitzi, Kavanah Lahaitzi, if there's a Chiv. By a chiyev, there's a din, you have to have kavanah lohitzi. But the plain shomei koinah anyway. So memela, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, also, it's good that they were yoytze from Yisrael, because they don't have to really yoytze. They just have to be shomei koinah, even without saying the ami. However, Rabbi Kiveger says, I have a third pshat, why you have to say ami. According to his pshat, you're going to really need to say amen by Yisrael. And actually, for some reason, the Brisker Rav brought Rabbi Kiveger's pshat. I'm wondering if he had my cheshbon in mind. Because according to the first two pshatim, by Yisrael, you didn't need to say amen. Rabbi Kiveger says, I have another reason. He says, Tema, why no one says my reason? He says, Rabbi Kiveger, I'll tell you exactly why. Avar, shomea ka'ina. But listen to the words that they said. Brich rachmana, the yavach lon, velo yavas lafer. If I'm Shemei Kaina, then I'm going to say, Bricha Chmona Di Avachlan. Then I'm saying it to you. He said, thank you, Hashem, for giving you to us. So if I'm going to do Shemei Kaina, then I said, thank you, Hashem, for giving you to us. It won't work. So Mimela, that's why it has to work with Amen. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger's pshat. And how does Amen work better? So the Brisker Rav says, Rabbi Kiveger must be saying that Amen just means that I'm saying emes what you said. So, okay, it's not like a parrot. It's, I agree to you, right? So, okay, I agree to you. I agree to what you said. So then it works.
I'm here for you.
Right, no, do you thank Hashem that I'm here, right? Yeah, tak, emes, good brach. Okay, but what it means is it's like saying it in the idea that I'm saying it's true, and therefore it's like saying it. That is a way of saying it. You can either say it or say emes hadavar, and by saying emes hadavar, it's like saying it. That's also good for mea brachos. But in others, Rabbi Kiveger says, why doesn't anyone say my pshat? Right? Now, according to Rabbi Kiveger's pshat, then by Yisroel also, you have the same issue. Because he said, Asher Hitzil Eschem, Miyad Bitzar, Miyad Paroi. Then you would have to say Amen even in the days of Yisrael. So here I just want to bring up, because I'm learning Bava Basra in Yeshiva. And we got up to Bava Basra Pei Aleph. And on Bava Basra Pei Aleph, Taisus brings down a Mishnah of Ger. It says in Bikurim, a Ger, Keshehu Mispala Atzmai, when he davens private Shemin Esrei, he's supposed to say Elokei Avos Yisrael, not Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. We don't paskin like this Mishnah, but the Mishnah paskins the only one opinion brought in the Mishnah. When the Ger davens Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Elokeinu VeElokei Avos Yisrael, Elokei Agud Al Gibor, Uchshehu Mispalo BeBeis Knesses, which all the Mefarshim when he's a Shliach Tzibur, he says Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avoseichem. Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. That's Taisus quotes this Mishnah. So Frek the Ayelas Hashachar, Frek the Aaron Leib Steinman in the Sefer Bava Basra. I don't know how this is going to work, because he's the Shatz, And the main point of a shot is to be moitzi everybody. So then they're saying Elokei Avos Seichem. So it's how is this going to work? So Aaron Leib says it's a raya from here that Shomea Ka'ine doesn't go parrot. It goes by concept. So in the Sefer Hagoyis V'Tziyunim, that's the son-in-law of Rav Nissim Karel Zichron Levracha, in Baal Basra, he brings this and he says, Sarichin, but how's Rabbi Kvier gonna deal with this? This Mishnah is connected to Rabbi Kvier. It's a siyata to everyone who didn't say like Rabbi Kvier, because you see over here that you don't do that kind of thing, Yavach, like Rabbi Kvier is doing. You just go by the Indian. That's how Rav Leib says. But I'll say a simple answer, Rabbi Kvier will answer back. You say, Amen. And not, I'll just make it a little better. You'll say, okay, that's a little bit of a chiddush because amen is not usually necessary, and here it will be. It's a little bit of a chiddush, but it's not a big chiddush, because if you look in the Rambam anyway, in Hilchos Tefillah, when he says, how does a shliach tzibur work? He says, the way it works is a shliach tzibur says it, and he says, and all the people who want are allowed to yoytze with him, v'shoimim v'oimrim amen. And there's a whole piece of Torah from Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Why did the Rambam write that they have to say Amen? Where we find that the Rambam himself, by regular Shema Kohen, says Beferish, Afilu lo Amar Amen. So he gives a whole long Beir, which is getting out of our whole sugya of why the Rambam holds that Shmoneh Esrei Shaini. But whatever it is, if the halacha, we just need the halacha. The ma'aseh, the halacha is that when you do shliach tzibur, you're supposed to say amen. So that Rabbi Kvayer can answer, he wouldn't say it's a big kasha. The answer is it's going to work with the amen, which you have to say anyway. So, anyways, I just brought that up as an interessante bar mokum with Rabbi Kvayer. And the same bar mokum, I want to just mention one other bar mokum for Rabbi Kvayer, which is what we were just talking about before. That the Tzlach talked about Shomea Ka'ine. Is that good enough for a Shavua? So he wants to say, no, maybe it's not enough for a Shavua because you need Levate Bisfasayim, you have to mamish state with your mouth. But then he says he found later a Tshuva where the Ramban and the Ravid argued about it. And the Ramban said it's not a Shavua, but the Ravid said it is a Shavua. You can be Yoytze Shomea Ka'ine with a Shavua. So he says, B'mai Pligi? So he says an interesting tliya. He says, because we find the machloikas Rashi Taisvis, which we had in Daf Yomi earlier, if someone is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he wants to do Kedusha Shemeh Ka'ina. So, right, Taisvis says it's a hefsik, right? And Rashi says it's not a hefsik. So he says, you see, one is saying that it's mamish like you talked. So the same way, that would be the machloikas Ramban and Ravid. The one who says it's that mamish like you talked in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he says it's even levate v'sasayim. The other one who says that it's not mamish like you talked, it's not levate v'sasayim. That's what he says. So now the question is, if that's true, that Shomea Ka'ine works by a Shavua, then why do we ever have the thing of necessary to say Amen? Like by the Saita. It says, V'ansal Amra, Yishal Amra, Amen, Amen. And the Gemara says, for Kabbalah Shavua. What do you need it for? You heard it.
No, we don't know that she was Makabalit.
Oh, you mean who says she's agreeing? Just to like show.
The klal only works if she accepts.
Oh, as far as the klal that you're talking. Yes. But the Gemara says, Amen bo klala, Amen bo shvua, that she says two amens. One to say she's swearing, because it says, Vihishbia oiso hakain, and one to accept the klal. Okay, you're saying just because of the klal. But mitzav the shvua, or let's say though, we have, let's say, Rabbeinu Tam says that if somebody makes a shvua himself, it's the first Ron in Masechta Nedarim brings from Rabbeinu Tam. If you make a shvua yourself, it's a shvua if you don't say Hashem's name. But if somebody is mashbia me, then it only works if he says Hashem's name. Now, how come? I'm saying if I agree to it, I'm Shomea Ka'ine, so I said it. But according to Rabbi Kvayer, it's Mushev. Because all the times that the person's Mashbiyah you, they all say it in a Lashon Mashbiyah Ha'ani. Like, look in the Chumash by the Saita. Im lo'y satis, im lo'y. So you can't do Shemei Kohen on that. The only way you can do it is if that person was swearing and I heard what he said, I could also make the same shu as him. But if someone's mashbi'a me, it's not Shemei Kohen. So I'm just saying another thing which will be noget to this machlekes, how are we kveger learned against how the Ayel Shachar learned. But don't think it's just Ayel Shachar, because in the Stipler, he says that I believe the reason why the Rishonim didn't write Rabbi Kiva's answer is because they hold like the Ayel Shachar. They probably hold that if the Inyan is good enough to be Shemei Kohen. Okay? So that is the Hayotze Mikol Hanal, as we went through three Pshatim in the Gemara. Why is it necessary to say Amen in the Gemara there with Brich Rachmor? We have either the Pshat of the Rush, because he wasn't a Mechuyev Bedover. The guests who walked in there weren't Mechuyev Bedover. You have the Shita Mekubetzes, they didn't have Kavana Lohoitzi. And you have Rabbi Kiveger, because Shemei Kohen is a word for word, and it will come out the wrong way. And I'm timing that according to the first two Pshatim, by Yisroi, you don't need Ami. Because you don't have an Inyan of Mechuyev Bedover here, and you don't have an Inyan of Lohoitzi here. It's just the Inyan of saying Hagoyim, well, not a Lohoitzi, but according to Rabbi Kiveger, you would need to say Ami. Okay, now we'll get on to the second part here. The Or Samech is Ma'orer. The Rambam left out this Gemara. He did not bring that din that if he says Hagoyimot Sheb Yavach LaAfra, and if you say Amen, you're Yoytze. So the question is, why did the Rambam leave it out? So there are two drachim how to go about answering the Rambam. One is that the Rambam already said the Chiddush somewhere else, so he didn't bother saying the Chiddush another time. And where did he say it the first time? Well, that's Shaila if he did or he didn't, in the Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam is in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. Hoyo HaMevorech Chayev Midivrei Sofer. This is the Shaila that we're talking about. Let's say I'm only benching midrabbanan because I ate a kazayas or whatever the rabbanan. It doesn't matter what it is. Ve'ho'oine chayiv minatoyre, and the other person is chayiv midaraisa. Lo yotza yedei chayvasoi ad sheyane oy ad sheyishma mimishu chayiv ba minatoyre. That's what the words of the rabbi. So the shayla is, how do you read that? Ad sheyane. So the Kesef Mishnah says you have to read it b'neshima achas until you answer amen or hear the bracha from somebody who's chayim midaraisa. So you don't have to answer amen. Okay, answer amen oichet. It's a little bit sarichin. You don't need the amen then. It's extras. He says you're not going to be yoytze by listening to this drabbanan yid. You're going to have to get a deraisa yid. So he says, get in, and you'll be oina or yishma. But you don't really, that means you don't really need the oina. But the Sefer HaBatim says, put a comma. The pshat is, if he was a derabbanan, you're not going to be yotze. What's the etza? Either acheyame, answer, amen, even to the derabbanan, and you'll have yourself, you'll be yotze, or yishma mimishachiv midraisa. That's how he reads it. And Be'emis, the way the Batim reads it, is a Mefurash Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings something which is also quoted in the Bavli, which is Aval Amru, Isha Mevorechas Levaila, Eved Mevorech L'Rabboi, Katan L'Aviv. Yeah, we had this in Daf Yomi, Chaf Amud Beis. Frek the Yerushalmi, Loichein Amar Rabbi Acha, Kol Sha Amru B'Katan Kedei L'Chanchoi. Didn't Rabbi Abba say a katan's only chayiv midrabbanan for chinuch? So how is a katan gonna bench for his father? Et ti poser bo'ayna achrayem amen. The Yerushalmi answers because you said amen. So
in our Gemara it says because he ate less than a shear.
Yes, and in our Gemara it says he ate less than a shear. But and therefore the Gadol was a Drabbanan as well. But the Yerushalmi answers, he said, Amen. So the Sefer HaBatim is saying that the Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi. Now, the Meiri on the Gemara in Bracha says, how come the Bali didn't answer Ana Achrem Ami? So, the Meiri says, because the Bali doesn't think that that's an answer, then it should say, you have to say Ami. So, the Bali likes the din of Amin, but he doesn't like that that's the Hechitimtza. Because it just says, Ben Mavarich Lavid, it should say Uvavad Shiyana Amin. So therefore, the Bavli gave its own answer that it was a Durabban with a Durabban. The Ramban in Milchamas says, Vais Dois, the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. Mm-hmm. So that's the split up here between the Kesef Mishnah and the Batin. Which way does the Rambam go? Like the Ramban or like the Meiri? The Meiri says that the Bavli and Yerushalmi all agree that you could answer Amin on a Durabban. So that's how he read that Azoi state mefurish in the Rambam. That the Rambam is saying, Ad Sheyane, you just have to answer Amen, even on a Drabbanan, which would mean that the Bavli and Yerushalmi agree. But the Kesef Mishnah goes like the Ramban, that the Bavli argues. So Mamele, you can't say that the Rambam is passing like Yerushalmi, connected off in a Bavli. So therefore, you have to read it the other way. Ad Sheyane, O Yishmeh, from somebody who's Chayv Derais. So now it comes out like this. If you learn like the Batim, then the Rambam already said this halacha, that saying Amen works even if the other one's not a Mechuyah B'davar. For your Rambam, Ad Sheyane, you can answer even on a Drabbana. So then you can't ask me, why didn't the Rambam say the din by Hagoymel that you have to say Amen? And you'll be yotze even in mechuyah b'davar because he already said it once. How many times does he have to say it? But if you go like the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam paskins that you cannot say amen from a drabbanon. We read it together. Achiyana amen b'yishmami mishachuy b'daraisa. So then it comes out that the din in brachas nun dalet is a new din that here you could say amen even though he's not mechuyah b'davar. So why didn't the Rambam bring it? That's the kasha of Dor Samech. I'm being marked to explain the kasha of Dor Samech is totally in these two ways. So the Dor Samech says, no, the Rambam held farkeret. The Rambam held like the Kesef Mishnah. That if you say Amen ane enu mechuyev bedavar, it does not work. And the Rambam was gufa miskasha with pshat in the Gemara Nundalit. So why taka is it different by Agoyimah? Why is it taka that by Hagoymel Amen does work? This is, if you remember, we mentioned this all the way in the beginning. Why is it taka that I could say Amen and he's not a Mechuyev B'davar? But the Rambam says, according to Kesef Mishnah, that the din is that, let's say, you're a Drabbanan and you're a Daraisa, it doesn't work even with Amen. So what's Pshat? So the Ur Sameach says, the Rambam decided, this Manda Omar on Nundalid was a Yerushalmi type of Manda Omar. He taka held like the Shitas HaYerushalmi that Amin works. So Mimela, that's why Amin worked here, even though he's not Mechuyah B'davar, it's Shitas HaYerushalmi. But the Rambam says, we don't hold like the Shitas HaYerushalmi, we hold like the Gemara and Daf Chaf, that it says over there, a Ben can't do for his father unless he ate the Rabban, and vice versa, that Gemara holds Amin doesn't work. So therefore, the Rambam didn't bring because Allah is not like that Gemara. That's the Ur Sameach. In other words, the Ur Sameach says this is his shita. There's a machloikas yesoidi between the Talmudim. The Talmud Bavli never heard of this Amen shtickle. The Talmud Bavli never heard of that Amen does any good for you. So the Gemara, therefore, the Talmud Bavli couldn't see how could a son make a bracha for his father. The only possible answer, the father ate a Durabban. But if the father ate a Shir Deraisa, there's no Eitzah. The Talmud Yerushalmi's Shita is, there's a new Eitzah. You just say Amen, and with Amen, you get everything done. There's one place in the Bavli, which ended up being a Yerushalmi Bavli. Daf Nun Dalid. Over there, it said that you said Amen and it worked, even though this is a... Yerushalmi shita. Okay, this Rav Yehuda in Daf Nundal was a Yerushalmi. He held like that mahalach. But that's why the Rambam isn't going to bring it, because that's not the din. The din is like the Bavli sheet.
What's the purpose of Amen going to Bavli? Is there any Mailin in Amen?
Well, I mean, there's besides big Mailas in
Amen. Besides, you know,
Minadin.
Well,
I mean, I know some dinim that are mentioned in Paiskim, but I wonder if this will shtim with our Sameach's idea. For example, I'll say over a din, it says in the Gro on Daf Mem Hey, I think, in Brachas, that even though Shamei Ko'ene only works when you understand, I mean, we once talked about this, but Amen works even if you don't understand. If you say Amen, it helps, because that's Kemoitzi Mipiv. That's what he says. So therefore, you said it, when you say it, you don't have to understand. So it works. So there you have a halacha dikin afkamina. Now, does that stim 100% with this whole or sameach that says that the Bavli doesn't hold of Amen? All right, I have to think it through. You asked for a din, I just said throw out a din. I don't know if it fits with the or sameach. Okay. So now, the or sameach says, with that, I want it. That's the or sameach in Hilchos Brachos. So the or sameach in Hilchos Kriya Shema says, with this yesoid of the machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi, I want to be Masber Tzveita Machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi. He says, there's another Machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi. This is also going to get to Daf Yomi from the past, Daf Chof Beis. It says in the Mishnah, Balkeri Maharir Lefoneu Lachreha. He's not allowed to say Torah, right? He has to say only thinking the Brachas of Kriya Shema and so on. So, fine, that's the Yerushalmi. That's the Bavli. So then the Gemara continues on. Amar, I think it's maybe Ravina. Amar Ravina, Zois Ameris, Hira Kedibra Dami. Right? This must be what that here is Kedibra Dami. Why? Because why is he being Mahar for nothing if it doesn't work anyway? Shema Mina, here is Kedibra Dami. So the Gemara asks, so then you're not going to get anywhere again. If you're going to tell me here is Kedibra Dami, so then how's he going to be Mahar? Then he's Kedibra, so then he's also just like he can't talk. So where it says no, legabe the din balkeri aser b'toyra is only dibur mamish ki da ashkechan b'sinai, like we find by Sinai, because that's the whole mekor of this whole tevila, right? Because it says 3 days atik sheisha and all that. From there you see the whole inyan, and over there by Sinai you need dibur, as we state in the Gemara. So Taisus Frank, who is given the Dibur? Who was talking by Sinai? Well, Taisus doesn't answer that. Taisus answers, Shemea ka'oine. Shemea ka'oine. Memela, that's where Klaiser was talking by Har Sinai, because they were listening to Hashem. So Memela, that's why they needed Tevila. So only Dibur or Shemea ka'oine needs. But here, even though it's Kid Dibur, you don't need Tevila. That's the piece of Gemara. Now here I just want to say once I'm on it what the Brisker Rav says, Pshat in the Chumash. It says over there, Bavur Yishma Ha'om Bedabri Imach. V'gam B'choy Yaminu Leilam, right? Everyone should come. They should hear when Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. So then it says, Vayoshev Moshe Es Divrei Ha'om El Hashem. Says Rashi, Amru Ritzoineinu Lirois Es Malkeinu. Einoi doime shoimea mipi ashliach ke shoimea mipi ha-boyre or something. I don't remember the exact word. Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe. Emor Elohim, hayu nechayim l'shleishas yamim. Says Rashi, im kain, that they asked that I should speak to them, tell them they have to get ready for 3 days, I'll teach sholish and all this. So Briskerov, Pshat Nechumish is like this. This that we say, shoimea ko'ayne. Yeah? He says a very important thing. So we already went through. The Iker Shemea Ko'ine is without being Maitzi. The Iker source is by that Shafan was reading the Megillah. He says, but what about if you overhear two people saying a conversation? Are you Shemea Ko'ine? He's talking, Reuben's talking to Shimon. And I'm in the room and I'm listening in. Is that, he says, that's Zichar, not Shemea Ko'ine, he says. It's only if he's talking to me. So he says, Memela, the pshat like this. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, get the Klal Yisrael to come there. Ba'avur Yishma ha'om bedabri imach. I want them to hear when I'm speaking to you. Why? Then they'll know Moshe Rabbeinu is a real Navi. So then Moshe Rabbeinu says, they said they want to speak to you. They don't want to hear over from me that I'm going to say it. And they want to hear it straight from you. So but I forget the exact words of Rashi. Im kain, oy bazoi. They want to hear from me. Zogze, that they have to go and hey, you nechayim shalishas yavim al tik shalisha, because now there's going to be shemeya kaime, and now because I'm going to be talking to them, so then they already have a din that they have to tell. That's the Biskrov says pshat. It's in his, he wrote himself in his own print to say. Anyway, so the Gemara comes out that in Bavli, in the Talmud Bavli, the Gemara comes out that if you say Torah, there's a problem. Or if you're Shemei Ka'ayna Torah, is also Ka'ayna also. But here is okay. Comes along the Yerushalmi, right on that same Mishnah, and it says, Tamon Amrin, and unfortunately, Bibavol Amru, Afilu Shemeya Osir, even if you're just Shemeya, the other person, you're Osir, Baal carries Osir B'Torah to be Shemeya. Amar Rabbi, BT, I forgot the name of the Amoyer. Why? Ki Tchilosei, just like in Har Sinai. Heyu Nechoinim L'Shleishas Yomim, Al Tik Shualisha, it says, Heyu Nechoinim, and there, what was it? It was Shemei Kaina, right? It was only Shemei Kaina. Memela in Taman, in Babel, they said that for Shemei Kaina, you already also have a din that you have all these Yisurim. So, Frank, there are some what is the grace of Taman, the grace of Dagesh, in Bavel, they say. Why don't you say it? Well, why are they only saying this in Bavel? It sounds like the Yerushalmi Yidin are not accepting this. They're just saying, in Bavel, they say like this. But they're right. Lamaisa, by Har Sinai, it was Azai. So, there's some it's the Machlekes Bavli, the Yerushalmi Lishitase. Why? Because it says in the Mechilta, this is the Mechilta that you were just mentioning, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them. By every single one of the Aseres HaDibrois, you have to say, if it's a Hain one, if it's a positive mitzvah, like Kabed, you have to say Hain. And if it's a Easter one, like Lesitzach, you have to say Lav. So, Dr. Samech, saying Hain or Lav is equivalent of saying Amen. Because the idea is, it's Hamanas Devarim. I accept this, and it is true, and I will do it. So, Memeila, the Shaila is there such a thing as Amen? Gets back to the source question, is there such a yesoid as Amen? So we already went through this, that the Yerushalmi says, yeah, even if an Eved or a Katan is saying it, I can say Amen, and that's the Yerushalmi. But the Bavli doesn't hold of the whole Amen. Memela comes out like this. What happened at the Aseres HaDibris? Machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, they said the Aseres HaDibris. Because since they said Hain and Lav, they said Amen. So they said the Aseres HaDibros. So Mimeil Yerushalmi Lishitase said, the whole din of Baal Keri is for Dibur Mamish, Moitzi Mipiv. If a person says Hain, that's Kemoitzi Mipiv Dami. It's Mamish saying it yourself. So Mimeil, you need Tvila. But what if you're a Shemea? Mutter, no problem. But Taman, over there in the Bavli, there, they used to say, Amrin, they said, Shemeya is chayiv to Tevil, because the Bavli's shita was that Hain is garnished. Shita's Bavli, Amrin is nothing. So the whole Aseres HaDibros was being Shemeya Kaine. So Memeila, the Bavli said, Afilu Shemeya is Aser. That's how the Ursameach said, it's the same Machlekes. Okay, this is all how the Ursameach learned the Yerushalmi. But I already was zeichet because somebody was moir me to look in the Yerushalmi in that sugya, and I was also learning the Yerushalmi, and I had my own pshat to explain the machlekes Baal in the Yerushalmi, and I think it's a emes zach, so I want to say over my pshat in what the machlekes is. A very simple machlekes, very simple. Because I'll be moir the what I have to be moir koiter esemech. Turns out like this, that it says the order of the Yerushalmi. Tamon Amrin and Bavel, they said that if somebody hears Torah, that's already also he needs to deal. Amar Rabbi Biti, right? How do we know this? From Har Sinai. According to Dor Sameach, the Nekudas HaChiddush is lacking in his words. Because the Yerushalmi also knows from Har Sinai. The main Nekuda of Chiddush is that in Har Sinai, the Hain didn't count, which is not mentioned at all. He just says, Kitchilasi, like Har Sinai. Everyone knows Har Sinai. The issue is what happened at Har Sinai, which is not being stressed in the Yerushalmi. So I have another pshat in the Yerushalmi. It's such a simple thing. If you look in the Yerushalmi, I wrote it down a little earlier, a few paragraphs earlier in the Yerushalmi. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Ovun, kol atzmon, the whole entire thing about being mesakin tvila, lo hiskinu es atvila hazois, elo shelo yu yisrael ketarnegoyim alol. Right? They shouldn't be motzi eitz on the shaseim ketarnegoyim, which people forget. That is not what it says in the Bavli. That line is quoted in the Bavli for a different thing. What happens is that the Bavli says the whole thing about Tevilas Ezra, which is learned from Har Sinai. Then later on in the Sugya it says that, I think it was Rabbi Shuban Levi said, really Tisha Kaban works. So the Gemara says they said it over Bilechisha, right? They said this Heter quietly. My time, why did they say the Heter quietly? Shaloyu Mitsuyin Eitzel Neshaseim Ketar Negoilin. They don't want people to use this heter too much. So they said it quietly. So in the Bavli, it does not use that as the reason for the Tevila. That's just the reason why they said the heter quietly. But the reason for the Tevila was from Har Sinai. But in the Yerushalmi, it says Rabbi Yaakov said, that's the earlier piece of Yerushalmi, what I just said. Kol atzmon loy hiskinu es atvila hazois elo shelo yihu yisrael katan goyin alolo. This is why they made the tvila. So memela, the pshat Yerushalmi is simple mamish. That the Yerushalmi, they held, they made a tvila because they want people not to be in between eight soldiers and katan goyin. So they said, you're not allowed to say Torah without a tvila. How about hearing Torah? Okay, fine, that will be good enough. If we won't let anybody say any Torah, you can't say a bracha, right? You can't say a bracha either, or davening, right? So then that will be good enough that they won't be mitzvah neitzel saying katar negoyim. The fact that you could hear Torah is not going to be up. The takana will be... So then it says, somebody said, tamon amrin, but over there in Bavel they said, you can't hear Torah either. So the Gemara says, why not? What's going on? Why? Amar Rabbi Biti, Kitchilasoi. Just like the first Matan Torah that Hashem gave, where Hashem gave the Torah and they just heard the Torah, and Hashem told them they have to Tevil. So that's why in Bavel they said even hearing Torah is also Aser. So I think that's the pshat. Simple, simple. The Machloikis, you want to b'mai pligi? What's the Machloikis about in Yerushalmi? What is the source of the Tekon of the Tevilah? That's the pshat. So I think it's mamish smooth. So the Yerushalmi says the source of the takana of the tefillah was Shilutzun Eitzon Neshaseim Ketar Negoyim. So Memela, they just made it on saying, and that's going to do the trick. Mashenki the Bavli, why did they say even here? Because they got a different source from Maimon Har Sinai. Meaning the Yerushalmi says we don't get it from Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai is a little special, you know. That's why over there they had tefillah. We don't have that when we learn. We have it for this takana of Shalit Zunitz Shet Ketan Gail. Mashenki the Bavli said, no, every time you learn, it's like Har Sinai and Memela, that's why. And that's why there's a machlekes if Shmia is us or not. That could be another pshat in the machlekes of Bavli in Yerushalmi. Okay, now I just want to say quickly one thing from the Ritva. The Ritva has his own shita in the Bavli. Keneged Taisus. Because Lahalacha turns out that Taisus holds that the Bavli asers Shmia Ka'ina. That's the root case of Har Sinai with Shmia Ka'ina, and that's part of the Isser of Balkar. Only the Yerushalmi was Matir. The Ritva learns in the Bavli that it's Mutter. And he says, a Chiddush Gadol, he says, when the Gemara says we learn from our Sinai, he learns the opposite entirely of Tosis. Tosis says we learn from our Sinai that the Isser was to hear Sheshemei Koine. The Ritva says, Hashem knew for sure, I Efsher, Shalo Yeh Bechol Yisraelim, somebody who doesn't have Tuma Mikri Loyla. So Memela, we know from Har Sinai that a Baal Keri is Mutter Bishmiya. Mamish Pumfar Kert. We see from Har Sinai that it's Mutter, the same as Yerushalmi Shita. That's how the Ritva learns the Gemara. Oh, so the kasha is Adar Ritva. What's going on here? So what's Atik Shalisha all about? So you see from the Ritva, Chiddush Gadol, that the only thing that Hashem assured by Har Sinai was from Bia Mamish. Atik Shalisha, that was the only Issa on Har Sinai. But Baal Keri was not an Isser. Only, so in other words, Peletus is from Tashmish. That was Aser, or Ish from Tashmish. But otherwise, it wasn't an Iser. The Etzim thing of Baal Keri was Mutter. So he learns Mamish Pumfar Keret in the Bavli, the same as the Yerushalmi. And therefore, the Ritva writes weiter there that he's Mutter to do Shemei HaKoine. That's Mutter. Mamish, everything like the Yerushalmi, the Ritva learns in the Bavli. So Hayotze Mikol Anal is that we have the Yerushalmi for sure is Matur Shemiya. The Bavli is a machleik. Tosis learns the Bavli saying it's usser, and the Ritva learns the Bavli holds its mutter. But my pligi, in two ways you can learn. Either like the Arsameach explained it, they're arguing because the Yerushalmi holds that Har Sinai shiny because it was Amen, and the Bavli doesn't hold of Amen. Or you can learn this other way. I'm saying, Poshit, the shail is what's the makoyer of the whole din. If it's from Har Sinai like the Bavli, so it's us. If you say the makoyer is Shalim Mitzuyin, then it's Mutter.
So Baal Keri's Mutter is to hear from Har Sinai. So what's the purpose of Isha?
Because Isha is a problem. Paleta Shech Vazera, that would be a problem, because it's Mamish from Bia. But otherwise, it well learns it was Mutter. Okay, that's all.
Wow.
Yeah, a whole thing about Koil Ram, about how does Shemei HaKoine work. Yeah. Couldn't get to that, but yeah.
Here's the Bishka Rab. On the Gemara is
It's Ala Toira. It's right on Parshas Yisra. You know the small Bishka Rab? Right in Parshas Yisra. On this week's Parsha, he brings the Gemara. He brings the whole Gemara in the Sefer.
And the stipple is on brachas.
The stipple is in brachas. Simin Chav Vav.
That's right. Okay. Daf Yomi and the parish.
I have it.
What?
Is Moshe Dov's